Hello and welcome to the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club Sunday Night Podcast. My name's Richard, as no doubt you know, because you are supporters of the Veg Grower Podcast, of course. Hope you are all well and have had a great weekend. I certainly feel like we've had a very productive weekend, both on the allotment and on the garden. We've cleared out a lot of weeds on the edges of the allotment. We've taken the rubbish to the tip, and I've built the large veggie pod here at home and got that filled up with compost. So that means we are off to a really good growing season. I'm just waiting for the weather to get a little bit warmer before we really get into it. Now, personally, it feels very cold tonight, I have to say. It certainly feels like it has dropped. I believe we are at risk of snow later on this week as well. So that's something to keep an eye out. Now, something else I did today was sow the celery seeds, and I thought that's going to be a good thing to talk about tonight. I actually spoke about this on the live show this evening as well, so I picked up a few tips and tricks from that. Now, celery is a cool season crop, and it really does thrive in temperatures between 15 and 21 degrees Celsius. It prefers fertile, well-drained soil with lots of sunlight, and we're starting them from seed, so we can sow them indoors from sort of 8 to 10 weeks before the last frost date in our area. So it's probably a little bit early at the moment, but within this month, it's certainly going to be a good time. In fact, 10 weeks would take us to about the mid-May, so that's about right. Now, I just filled up a seed tray with seed soil, and I've sprinkled the seeds over the top. Now, I did actually sprinkle over a little bit of compost, not a huge amount, but just enough. The celery does need a bit of light. I think I said this in the newsletter. It needs a little bit of light to germinate, so it doesn't need to be completely covered. I just give it a very, very, very faint covering just to make sure it is in contact with the soil. And then what I've done, I've brought that seed tray into the kitchen where it will hopefully germinate. Now, we should probably put it a plastic bag over the top just to retain the moisture, but I'm quite happy with it. If we want to give it a bit of warmth, somewhere like an airing cupboard while it starts to germinate. But as soon as it germinates, it needs to move out of that airing cupboard. I'm not doing it myself. I'm just going to leave it on my kitchen windowsill / worktop, which is slowly getting fuller and fuller. Now, germination should be about 7 to 10 days and the seeds would then start to sprout. And as always, I'll wait until we get the true leaves show before we can transplant them. The true leaves, first of all, you'll get the seed leaves and then you get the true leaves. And that, for me, is when we pot them up into individual, we'll be root trainers at first and then pot them into pots as they go. At this stage, we want to keep the soil just moist, not waterlogged, but just moist. Try and keep out a direct sunlight as well. Now, once the seedlings are about 10 to 15 centimetres tall and the weather is warm enough, so we're going to be looking about mid-May, we can then transplant them into our garden or raised bed or whatever you may be growing. We want to give them about 15 centimetres of space between, but as always, keep the soil moist but not waterlogged. Something to remember about celery is that celery grows on boggy areas. It loves water, so it does need to be moist. I'm not saying waterlogged, but moist at all times. Now, with proper care, we should be able to harvest our celery in about 100 days, and it's as easy as that. In terms of feed, the recommendation, I would have said chicken manure pellets, but the recommendation was chicken manure pellets or seaweed fertilizer or nettle feed. It depends on what you want to use and what you have available. Now, we had a lot of discussion tonight about feeds and fertilizers. I'm looking to grow lots of different plants this year, all of which need different feeds and fertilizers. I've got a huge load of feeds and fertilizers in my cupboard, in my shed, that we need to use up this year just to try and make some space and not waste anything. But we also make our own feeds and fertilizers. I forgot to mention wormery feeds, I realized. So, yeah, I'd love to know what feeds and fertilizers you use yourself. Now, on the podcast tomorrow, I got an interview with Maggie about Container Victory Gun. It's really, really good interview, I've got to say. Really enjoyed chatting to Maggie and looking forward to sharing this one with you. Lots of good conversation, good laugh, and so on. That's on the podcast tomorrow, but I've also got a bit of announcement that we're making. I've said this earlier today. In a few days' time, later on this week, I've got a video coming out and a blog post coming out where we are sharing the details for this, the Alternative Veg Grower Show. Idea being it's just a bit of fun, bit of competition, but no prizes involved, of some categories of some fun stuff we can do. So it could be the ugliest looking vegetable and so on. All the details will be out later this week. As I said, it is just for fun. There is going to be no prizes because I'm doing this purely on the fact that we're trying to it's difficult to police it if we had prizes, so I'm trying to keep it so that I don't need to police it. It's just done on trust. But that's also why we have no prizes, because when we get into prizes, there comes a whole legal network that we have to try and get involved in. But yeah, that is going to be out within, I'm probably going to say Friday, I think that's coming out. I've got a video before then as well, tour of the allotment. I'm trying to make videos quite regularly at the moment and just getting into the routine of it. It's not easy, as I'm sure you can imagine. All I want to know is, when is it going to finally warm up and gardening can really start kicking off? That's all I want to know at the moment, because it is just so cold and just doesn't seem to be going away. Joy, oh joy, oh joy. Right, guys, I'm going to call this one. That's a bit of a short one, but you take care. I'll speak to you again, well, on the podcast tomorrow and again on Thursday. So until then, please take care.